The last message was the roll call of the damned, the priests, the Levites, and the scribes, and the elders, Pharisees, Herodians, Sicarii, even the Essenes in some ways that is. We'll read this next little message here. Parable of the Damned. Chapter 12 of Mark, Katamarkon. This is kind of a longer reading. Jesus began speaking to them, the chief priests, scribes, and elders who were questioning him. Now remember, there's also some Herodians around here. There's also some Sicarii here among this bunch. A man planted a vineyard and put a wall around it and dug a pit for the wine press, and built a tower, and rented it out to tenant farmers and left the country. Now Isaiah 5, 1 and 2 goes cross-reference to this in the Old Testament. Matthew 21 and verse 33 through 46. Luke 20, 9 through 19. And when the harvest season had come, he sent a servant to the tenants in order to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him, and they beat him. They sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent another servant, and they threw stones and wounded him in the head and treated him disgracefully. And he sent another, and that one they killed. Then many others, and some they beat and some they killed. He still had one man left to send, a beloved son. He sent him last of all to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to each other, "This is the heir. Come on, let us kill him. Let us destroy the evidence, and his inheritance will be ours." So they took him and they killed him. They threw his body outside of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and will give the vineyard to others. Now, the next one is another parable. We'll do that one the next time. Let's go back now from the Greek, from the original language, the inspired Bible. And this is part of this is written, it's quoting from the Old Testament, so it's written in all capitals. Kai exato autois and parabolais, la lane. Ampelona, anthropos, ephetesen, kai, peri, theken, phagmon, kai, or gason, hippo, lenoi, kai, o, kodomason, Pyrgon, Kai, Exedito, Auton, Gergois. Back here again, that's a look at it. Kai, a little conjunction. From page 208, analytical Greek lectures. And he began. Third person singular. First aorist, indicative middle voice. And he began to them in parables. He began to speak to them in parables, basically. To speak to them is that what we call a practical substantive there. It's there, but it isn't there. And he began to speak to them, dative, plural, masculine, third person pronoun. In that little preposition there, page 137. In parables, parables. That comes from para and balo. And a parable is something that you explain something spiritual or intangible with something that is tangible. You take something that is tangible that they can look at it, and you explain it to them to something that is intangible with the tangible. You throw something physical beside something spiritual or philosophical to explain it. Now, in the Old Testament, they use a lot of parables. And he began to them in parables to speak. And then it were this apelona, this vineyard, a man. That word man there is not only singular masculine. He planted, third person singular, first aorist, indicative active from futeo, and stood around a hedge. Stood around peri timothy. He placed around, third person singular, first aorist, indicative active. He placed around this land, he placed a wall. He placed a hedge. Usually they build a wall out of rock. And then they'd plant thorns or thorn bushes in that wall to make it very dangerous to climb over the wall. They'd have to throw blankets and blankets or cow hides or something over the wall so they could crawl over it to get in there. It's kind of a deterrent. It's a protection device. It is a what we might call a security system. So speaking of a vineyard, a man planted, he planted, and he stood around the land, a hedge, a phragmon, a wall, and, again, conjunction, 28, 208, and he dug. Third person, singular, first aorist, indicative, and he dug a wine press, hypolenion, a wine press. And he built, that goins comes from oikodomio, that means to dome up. He domed up a tower. A phergon, a tower. He built, third person, singular, first aorist, indicative, active. He built a tower, and he, ekdenomy. That word there is he gave out. These are sharecroppers, Marilyn. Remember your dad there, he had that land down there in Old River, and he had sharecroppers living on there for probably 50 years or more, didn't he? 50 years or more. Sharecroppers. And he outgave it to farmers. Farmers, husbandmen. These georgois. That word georgois, that means to work. And it also means to watch. He lent it out, accusative, singular, third person pronoun. He lent it out to watchers and sharecroppers. Verse number two now. Kai apo de mason, kai apestalen, pros tus gerguis, ton kairo dulon, hina para to gergon labe, apo ton carpon tu amplionos. And he went away. And that little conjunction there. Page 208 again, and he went away. Third person singular, first aorist, indicative active. He went away, punctiliary remote. He went and stayed away. And another sentence. He sent. Third person singular, first aorist, indicative active. That comes from apostelon or apostello, and this means here he sent with kingly authority. Powerful authority. He sent with powerful authority toward the ones, sharecroppers, preposition there, 346, toward the ones, sharecroppers, the ones that watched the vineyard in the season, in the season. That word Cairo there means season. In the season, he sent a slave a doulon there. That's somebody that belonged to him. He owned this slave. In order that, little conjunction here, from the husbandman, or in order that from the husband, para, that from beside the husbandman, the farmers, the sharecroppers, that he might give third person singular, second aorist indicative, or in second aorist subjunctive, acted that he might give from the fruits of the vineyard. In other words, he's asking for his pay. He's asking for his pay either in product or in money from his vineyard. Now, his vineyard, he built this place, he bought this place, he built this place. He put a protective hedge around it. And he probably put thorn vines on it to protect it. Kai labontes auton ederon kai apestalon canon. And having taken him, word here, conjunction, again, this is a tie together sentence, and having taken him, nominee, plural, masculine, second aorist, participle, active, him, accusative, singular, masculine, third person pronoun, they beat Ederon. That comes from Dero. That means they lacerated him. Third person plural, first aorist, indicative, active, they lacerated him, they beat him, they striped him. A conjunction, again. And they sent him away empty. Canon, empty. They sent him away, third person, plural, first aorist, indicative, active, from apostello. they sent him away with authority, empty-handed. That canon there means void. I can quit coughing here. I'm taking this little water. Now this is, he's drawing a picture of the parable of the damned. Remember, this is the parable of the damned. Kai Pauline apostolane pros auton alon doulon kakenon ek e phalusin phaluson, that is Kai Etoi Mason. And again, that little conjunction there, and again, the adverb, back again. He sent, third person singular, first aorist, indicative, active, from with authority. Now he, with the divine authority, kingly authority, he sent toward them, that little preposition there, 346. Accusative plural, that autos there is accusative, plural, masculine, third person pronoun. He sent to them another slave, describing another slave. And that one, Kai Kanon, and that one, they stoned. They stoned him to the head. They stoned him to the head. In other words, they tried to kill him. What they did, now the Jews, one form of killing, one form of executing somebody, was you took him and you throw him in a pit. And then everybody gets a rock around there. They get all these rocks and they start throwing rocks and breaking his arms, breaking his legs and everything else. And then the last one takes a big rock and drops it on his head to crush his head to kill him. They tried to kill this man. They stoned him as to the head. And they insulted him. And they insulted him. The word him there is a practical substantive. They insulted him and they insulted the king that sent him. When they insulted this man, they insulted the king that had sent him. Okay? Verse number 5 now, the parable of the damned. Kai alon apestalane, kakenon apektenon, kai polus alus, hus men derontes, hus de apoketenontes. It gets worse all the time. They tried to kill the other one. They tried to kill him. They stoned him as to the head to kill him. Okay? They meant to kill him. But he got away. Chi, that little conjunction there, and another one, a different one. He sent. Third person singular, present, or third person singular, first aorist indicative active. He sent. That comes from apostello again. And that one, Chi, Kainon, and that one, they killed. They made sure they killed this one, didn't they? The other one got away, but they gave him a deadly blow, but he got away and survived. This one they killed, third person, plural, first aorist indicative, from apoketanon. And many others. Some, indeed, beating others, moreover others, killing. Beating and killing. Nominative plural masculine, present participle active, that word beating, that's dero. I think we get a word derogatory out of that. Nominative plural masculine, present participle active, killing. They killed. They were in the habit of killing. Ete hina ekain huion agapeton apestelen auton es katon pros autos legon hote entra pesonte ton huion mu. Still, that word ethi, that's still. Still one, and the little numeral, he kept on having. Still one, he kept on having, third person singular, perfect indicative active from echo. Still one, he kept on having heir. That word son there is heir. He's the heir. This is his firstborn son. Dearly beloved, agapeton, dearly beloved. And he sent, third person singular, first aorist indicative active, he sent from, again, from apostle, where this word comes from, one sent with authority and power, exousia, him, accusative singular masculine, third person pronoun. Last. This is the last one. This is it. Only his son. Only his son. As we get back to this, we're going to find out. They killed, they murdered, they beat, they insulted. Whenever they insulted one of his servants, they insulted the king. At last, toward, that little preposition there, page 346, toward them, autos, accusative singular masculine, third person pronoun, saying, nominative singular masculine, present participle active, that comes from lego there again, that's legon. That's a continuum. They kept on saying that they, now this is future, they shall respect, they shall honor him. Third person plural, second perfect, indicative passive. They shall be caused to honor him. The heir of me, my son, my heir, my only beloved son. Again, the parable of the damned. Ekainoi de hoi ger goi pros iatos epon hote hutos esen ho kleronomos dute apoketenomen auton kai himon este he kleronomia duete apoketenomen auton kai himon este he kleronomia. Moreover, those ones, the ones husbandmen, toward themselves, that little accusative plural reflects a pronominal adjective there. That's what that is, that hiatois. They said, because this one, this demonstrative, that's nominative singular masculine, demonstrative pronoun, this one he is. He is the heir. That comes from kleronomos, and that means heir by law. He is the heir by law. And then they say, now, come. This is a little particle of exhortation in the plural. Come, let us now. Now, the analytical lexicon, page 88, that's where you get that word duete. Let us kill, let us murder. We may murder, let us, if we can, murder him. Now, first person plural presence, subjunctive active. Now, that word subjunctive there, that means it may or may not happen. They didn't know whether they could do it, but they're sure going to try to kill him. Let's kill him if we can. And he shall be, for this one, he shall be third person singular future, indicative middle voice. He shall be for himself the heir. Come, duete. Let us kill, let us murder. First person plural, present subjunctive active. Let us murder if we can him and us. It shall be third person singular future indicative middle voice. It shall be for us, for ourselves, the inheritance. We shall kill him, and the only one that got left to kill is the Father. The only one left to kill is the Father. And if he comes to do anything, if the Father comes, we're going to kill him too. Kai labontes, apoketenon, auton kai exibalon, auton exoton ampluonus. And having taken, nominative plural masculine, second aorist participle active, having taken him, they murdered. Third person plural, first aorist indicative active. You only have to kill somebody one time. That's punctiliar action. So, first aorist. And they murdered him. Accusing singular masculine, third person pronoun. And also, the word kai there, probably here is also, page 208. Look it up. And they cast. And also, they cast out, third person plural, first aorist indicative, or second aorist indicative active from ekbalo, him outside of the vineyard. Cast him outside of the vineyard. Verse 20-12 and verse 9. This is a question now, T. That's the interrogative. T poiese ho curios to ampelonos. Elusete, kai apolese tus gorgus, kai dose ton apollonon alois. What? Little interrogative. What he shall do, the Lord, that word the Lord, nominative, singular, masculine, definite article there. Same thing on the end of that, omicron, sigma on the end. That's nominative, singular, masculine. The Lord of the vineyard. The vineyard belonging to the Lord. Genitive, singular, masculine. Genitive, singular, masculine. The Lord of the vineyard. He shall come for himself. And he shall destroy the sharecroppers, and he shall give, third person singular, future indicative active, the vineyard to others. This is the story here. This is quite a story. First of all, he's talking about Israel. He's talking about the leadership of Israel. He's talking about national Israel led by criminals. Terrible. This is remind you of the world of politics today. Anybody that spoke against this man, these group of criminals here, they killed. They killed him. Now the Lord talked about this. He sent a parable of the damned. The damned was Israel. He told them, I have sent prophets to you, and you killed them. He said, I gave you a piece of land. I protected you, the hedge. God put a hedge around Israel. He protected them. He brought them back in the land. He corrected them. He chastised them, brought them back in the land. And he said, I love you, I love you, I love you. And they said, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. God said, I love you. And they said, I hate you. They didn't want to be loved. They wanted power. When Jesus came to these people, they insulted him. They told him that he was doing the miracles by the power of Satan. They knew that he'd come. Malachi said that he's going to send a forerunner of the Messiah. The Messiah came. He was born in the right place. He was born by the right family, the right period of time. Remember, the Magi came looking for him at the time the Messiah was going to be born. Herod tried to kill him. The priest now, they will try to kill him. The elders, they will try to kill him. The grammar, the scribes, they will try to kill him. The Herodians will try to kill him. The Sicarii will try to kill him. There were two of Jesus' disciples, in his church. There were two of them that were Sicarii. One was Judas Iscariot. There was Simon. Simon the Zealot. He was a Sicarii. There's the ones that got Israel kicked out of the land when they went down and killed all those Roman soldiers and went out there and hid out there in Herod's fortress. Sent the 10 legion out there to build a rampart against them. And of course, when they got up there, they had killed, nearly all of them were dead. They killed each other with the gaggers, the dagger men, the Sicarii. He said, What shall the Lord of the vineyard do to these people? Jesus looked over as he was standing there with his disciples. The disciples, he was on the Mount of Olives. He was looking down on the city of Jerusalem. He said, oh, look how beautiful that temple is. Look how wonderful it is. And then Jesus said, there won't be many days from now, and there won't be one stone left upon another stone. Jesus will send Rome after the Jews. They will scatter the Jews. They will take them. There are going to be so many Jewish slaves, they'll take them out there and work them until they drop dead. They won't feed them. They'll just work them until they drop dead, and they'll buy another one. They will be in that city. They will be surrounded by Roman army, and they will eat their own young. They will eat their own children. They're starved in that siege. And then they tore the city down. They took salt and sowed the salt into the land. They cut all the olive trees down on the Mount of Olives. And the ones that are there, they say, came up from the stumps of those ancient olive trees. God used Caesar to bring about the chastisement. And then he said here, he shall give the vineyard to others. That's you and me. That's Discover the Word Missionary Baptist Church right here. It's a little church. We are the sharecroppers. We sow the seed of God's Word out there, and God gains the surplus. Everyone that's saved, everyone that's built up in the Lord, that's God's wages. That's His surplus. That's His fruit. That's His rent. Out there, wherever you are in the world, God replaced Israel with you for now. We're not talking about replacement theology. Here in the church age, God replaced Israel for a time. Israel's not finished with them because of the Abrahamic and the Davidic covenant. And they're going to get into this later. He is going to send great tribulation upon Israel. And he's going to break their hearts and break their stubborn necks until they say, blessed and holy is he came in the name of the Lord. And then God shall protect them again. Put a wall around them again down there in Petra or wherever they flee to. And God shall save them up. He'll protect them. And for 1,000 years on this earth, Epites Geis, El Haaretz, upon this earth, there shall be a kingdom, the kingdom of David, for 1,000 years, and then God will bring in the eternal ages to come after that. Our Father, we send out this message for your honor and glory. There was a lot of information in this parable of the damned. They wanted to kill the Son of God and take away and keep the vineyard for themselves, the administration of your kingdom for themselves, and they were not worthy, nor are we. But Father, please bless your word as it goes out wherever it goes. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.